Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
World Cup going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're watching the game, the games, they're fast-paced. I mean, there's not a lot of scoring, but there's a lot of talking.
Mm-hmm. It's nonstop.
So it's fast-paced talking,
yeah,
more than fast-paced playing,
because they're kicking that ball around for 90 minutes, so they're
you got to fill it.
Yeah, you got to fill it.
That's a lot of pressure on an announcer.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, that those guys have a lot of work to do.
Yeah,
well, you got a lot of knowledge about like their club team and injuries, right, and things like that.
They'll throw out random facts in the middle of things, like, oh,
filler.
Cool. Yeah, just filler. Where it's like, I think it's way tougher than basketball, or baseball is probably the easiest because that's the slowest.
So let me ask you this. I've always been curious about this when World Cup comes around. The referees, they have to have referees that speak both of these languages, I'm guessing. I mean, like if, Portuguese and Spanish, not
but
too
terribly different.
Isn't
it all about,
they're
the
completely
signals are
different.
Universal, well, right?
Yeah.
For technicals, I'm guessing that's technicals.
I saw English
soccer.
Being spoken
cards.
Between, yeah.
A lot of,
red cards.
Because a lot of these
cards.
Guys play overseas, so they'll play in England or they play in Spain, so they'll speak another language, the players. So you,
right.
There's a way to communicate, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
For the
I
most
don't
part.
Know.
I'm a novice.
But we decided to give this a shot, you know, because, you know.
How hard can it be?
Why not? Maybe in 4 years, one of us will be announcing a match for
Who
the
knows?
World Cup.
Who knows?
This could be our big audition, and maybe the big scouts are listening right now.
Hey, like,
hey,
this could be our big break.
This could be our big break, Big Al Mack. So we're going to give it a shot with our soccer announcing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Mike, the executive producer.
So we're going to do the World Cup play-by-play. Mm-hmm. I just handed each one of you basic what the team is and a couple of the players that are involved in this actual play.
So names.
Yeah, so on Kid TV, if you want, you can pull up Kid TV right now. You can follow along with what you guys will be seeing visually.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys, having never seen these clips, not knowing any of the names of the people or pronunciations, have to, in a voice of one of the teams, you got to look at your sheet and pick one of those teams to kind of do one of those voices as the announcer.
Perfect.
You have to announce what happens on the screen as if you're the play-by-play announcer.
Okay.
JC's going to go first in round one with Kelly.
All right.
JC will go first. Kelly will go second.
And then go first.
So let me say this. Since we've never done this before,
mm-hmm.
And people are probably listening saying this has a potential of being bad.
Bad.
Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good.
No.
Yeah. No, bad.
Bad meaning bad. Bad.
Yeah, bad.
But I'm going to say this. If you're listening and you think this might be bad,
it's going to be over quickly.
We're going to have something really good coming up.
Yeah, we're giving away money. That's good. So
just,
I can
it might be
around.
Good.
Why are you poo-pooing on a bit that we haven't
good.
Even done yet?
I just want
because
people
we
just, to know.
We know us.
I know me.
If you're listening later, Big Al Mack's going to do a Blake Shelton song.
I know me.
Is that what he's getting at?
We guarantee that.
We did this during the Olympics, and it was hilarious. Yeah. Because it was, I mean, it was bad.
I'm just saying. I just want to give people a little something. Like, coming up, something really good.
I got you back, Al.
Okay,
this might be good.
Then tell us what's good coming up.
It's a secret.
No, tell us.
It's a secret super surprise.
No, tell us.
It's a secret super surprise.
This will be good because it might be a train wreck, and people like looking at train wrecks.
Okay, let's go.
All right, JC, you're going to be first.
I'm in.
You have to look at the screen.
Okay.
And then you have to count down. Five,
so
four,
it's going
to
be like a 30-second clip
so I gotta pick
from
one.
A game.
So I got Switzerland and Ecuador.
Okay, pick one of those voices.
I will go with...
Pick one of those voices.
I will
what
go
do you mean all
Ecuador.
The announcers are British?
I'll go Ecuador.
All right, ready?
This is my audition for Univision.
Watch the screen.
All right. I will go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Valencia corre solito por Lala.
Okay, that's not
Se la pasa a Arroyo de Ecuador. Ahí está en la cancha. Levanta. Oh, se la quita a Berrami. Se la pasa a Saca. Están corriendo a media cancha. Oh, lo tiró. Sigue el juego. Sigue el juego. Y se la pasa a Rodríguez. Está solo Rodríguez. Mira a su amigo. Ya llega Sefobric. La tiene Sefobric. Sefobric solitos, se mete Sefobric, se la lancha, ¡gol! ¡Golazo Sefobric de Switzerland! ¡Bala solito, no tenía nada, pelota lo metió!
What are you even saying?
No,
I think you should do that in Swedish.
I don't know what you said.
Yeah, nobody knows what you said.
That's why, you gotta watch matches in Spanish.
Well, we don't. So can you do it as a Swedish chef?
I got to do it as a
Swedish chef.
Why Swedish? It's Swedish. Okay, I'll try it.
It's not fair. It's not fair. You speak Spanish.
Okay, I'll try it.
You copped out.
I'll try it in Swedish. Swedish.
Why don't we hear that again?
An American.
Is it Switzerland or Sweden?
Switzerland.
It's Switzerland.
What does Switzerland people sound like?
I don't know, but that'd be interesting to see what you come up with.
mad at you already.
You can't be mad at me. I'm sorry, I got Ecuador. I got Ecuador.
It was actually tough to pick teams that didn't have a Hispanic speaking team.
I don't know if you know this, Kelly, but a lot of
Spanish? Do you hear the announcers? They're always, most of them have a British accent.
Kelly, in fairness, when it comes your turn, why don't you do it in your native tongue of Florence, South Carolina?
Yeah, go ahead, do it. Do it in Southerner voice.
I don't know. Hey,
yeah, Kelly, just
it's
do it.
Yeah. Bad enough.
You do it in the Midwest drawl.
Portuguese.
Yeah. Jenna? No, you just, you don't, honestly, most of them are. They're
British.
But the rule is
we have to do it in
one of
these.
Choose one of those.
Well, I can't do a Croatian accent, so that's not
happening. Just guess.
All right, so Kelly, which teams do you have?
Germany and Portugal.
And which voice will you be doing?
I don't know what Portugal sounds like.
They speak Portuguese.
Well, what does that sound like?
I don't know. I don't speak Portuguese.
I think we should have a banjo.
German.
You can do German.
A banjo in the background and do it in Florence.
You remember Kevin Federline had that Puppo Zhao Portuguese
hit?
Oh, look in the crowd. There's Cosmo Brackington.
Girl, you look good.
Please, as the announcer, do that.
Quit.
Kelly, are you ready?
Look at my face. It's falling off.
Girl, you look good.
You're on TV every night. Kelly's grabbing her face and pulling it down.
I'm not pulling down nothing. Dang, that's a reality check.
My goodness, you look fine.
Okay, you have Germany
and
Portugal.
And my face is lopsided.
It's not lopsided.
Kelly, it's gorgeous.
Stop staring at yourself.
Look at the bags. It's the light. I'm too young for bags. Oh, Lord.
We all have, everybody gets bags.
I'm getting plastic surgery over vacation. I'm coming back looking like Melanie Griffith.
You might not want to use her as the example.
Yeah, you might want to go with like
J-Lo.
J-Lo.
She slept with Antonio for 17 years.
Let's go with J-Lo, though.
Yeah, J-Lo's good. You ready, Kelly?
Yeah.
You can do a Portuguese
German
accent.
German, is that German?
All right.
World Cup play-by-play.
Kelly Raspberry. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, action.
It's soccer. Soccer. And Pepe passes to Martino, to Bruno Alves. I don't know. Nobody kicking the ball.
Oh, she's Asian.
He's kicking the ball. And the red shirt to the white shirt. Back to the red shirt and another red shirt. And then he's kicking. Oh, no. Get up, you number 13. Get up. Oh, is this ugly now?
Oh.
Oh, and who's the red?
Pepe.
Red card.
Oh, is he going to flash a card? Is he going to be kicked out of the game? This is very serious.
What is that?
Oh, Nelly.
Nelly.
There was no soccer action at all. What am I supposed to comment on?
Red card.
Oh, the classic German Nelly phrase.
Oh.
See, that was fun. Kelly.
Thank you.
Kelly,
very good,
funny.
Kelly.
Oh, Kelly, that was great.
Thank you.
That was great, Kelly.
Kelly's pulling her skin back on her face.
Kelly, stop pulling your skin back.
This is extra footage for Kid TV subscribers.
You look great.
She gets her.
Oh, look.
Oh, yeah. You should get that done.
You totally should do it.
You should get that done.
Oh, no.
Oh, look at that. No, don't do that.
Kelly, don't do it again.
You have like Cleopatra eyes.
That's good.
Yep.
You look like Connie Chung right now.
Kelly's pulling her face back right now. All right. We have two more to go.
CJC, she made it funny. You were trying to be too good.
CJC, you just got to quit trying for perfection all the time.
There's nothing funny about soccer.
There's nothing funny about perfection.
Your outfit's funny.
Hashtag, nothing funny about
I'm
perfection.
I'm sitting here in overalls that are Jenna's that have my butt hanging out and wearing a Kelly Raspberry turtleneck.
Looks better on you than me.
With a pink microphone cover. That's as funny as it gets. So I got to take something serious.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Little World Cup humor from Conan O'Brien.
It's World Cup madness.
Oh, yeah, right.
This is crazy. Today, Mexico and Brazil ended in a 0-0 tie. And, fun fact, both teams were ordered by their coaches to abstain from sex. Yeah, in other words, these guys can't score on or off the field.
Well played, sir. We're having our World Cup commentary challenge. Play by play, Kelly Raspberry and I went last break. Kelly did a wonderful job.
Holla.
We have a little recap right here for you. There it goes.
All right, very little recap.
The first one is me, if you didn't hear. La tiene Sefovric. Sefovric solitos. Se mete Sefovric. Se la lancha. Gol! Golazo Sefovric!
What are you even saying? I'm not sure if you're like begging for your family's life or.
I feel like the.
You know what I mean? Like it sounds like you don't know if he's like when they announce like that.
I was watching
celebrating or crying.
Sometimes I switch back from the ESPN coverage to the Mexican to the Spanish channel. And I feel like it's so much more dramatic in Spanish.
I know.
Even like smallest little passes they get all excited about. Here's Kelly Raspberry.
Passes to Martino, to Bruno Alves. I don't know. Nobody kicking the ball.
Oh, she's Asian.
He's kicking the ball. And the red shirt to the white shirt. Back to the red shirt and another red shirt. And then he's kicking. Oh, no. Get up, you number 13. Get up. Oh, is this ugly now?
Oh, Kelly, you make me smile.
Oh, boy.
You don't know how much time and effort I put into the
She was on YouTube trying to get the dialects down.
Kelly studied all night.
Watching Hogan's Heroes.
You should see the book Kelly came in with. It was a huge book of just names, soccer player names.
I make it look easy, but it's not.
That's the magic of Kelly Raspberry.
Don't try to copy what Raspberry does. You can't.
You can't be done.
How do you teach that?
You can't teach that.
I can't teach that.
All right, here come our final two contestants.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm concerned about mine. It's not the rules of soccer I don't understand. It's the fact that I have Croatia and Brazil in this Croatian play and these names. I have no idea.
So,
okay.
Yeah. You'll have a good time with that.
And so don't forget, everybody go to Kid TV. You can watch what they're actually seeing, what Jen is actually seeing when she's doing the commentary.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an actual play she's never seen before, but she has to follow along. We only gave her a list of kind of the names.
Right.
She's got to come up with the pronunciations and the dialect and everything herself.
That's Mike, the producer, right there, letting us know the rules. And we'll give you time to get to the TV.
Okay.
All right, you're logged on.
Computer, since it's Kid TV. Right.
Well, it's Kid TV. All right, and we're logged on. Five, there you go. Four,
host
three,
country Brazil.
Two,
this is the World Cup opener.
And go.
All right. Versalco passes to Modric. Oh.
Is that an accent?
In the defense, yes. I was going to try and do my, like, British, mildly British commentary. Okay. Cleared out by Croatian keeper. Now I sound Asian again. Okay. To the left. To Olic.
To the left.
Olic. Olic down the left side. The box is getting crowded. Cross. Deflected. It's an own goal.
Oh.
An own goal of Marcelo. Somebody give Marcelo a hairband because his hair's in his eyes.
It's not very much of an accent, Jen.
Wow.
Be honest with you.
Really?
You can't be uppity when you haven't gone yet.
You know what? This is what I hate about doing this. I get interrupted when I'm even trying to read.
Yo, you work for the Kid Craddock Morning Show, Jen. We interrupt.
We let JC do his.
We interrupt. I couldn't understand what he was saying, though.
Okay.
You could.
I'm done, I guess, since Al talked with the... Never mind. Good. That was fun.
Yeah, and that's what she said in there, though.
Yeah.
You
crowded in the box.
Al. I'm going to repeat them. Just go with them.
Yeah.
We saved Al for last because he's been doing the most trash talking.
Why? This is Argentina versus Bosnia.
So?
Bosnia / Herzegovina.
Herzegovina?
Herzegovina.
I got a cousin
named
Herzegovina.
I don't even have a cousin named that. I can't pronounce that.
You don't?
That's just mess.
Which accent are you choosing?
I'm going to go with the Argentina.
Oh, you are?
How does that sound normally?
Well,
senor.
No, that's Mexican.
Then how does
Speedy Gonzalez, I guess.
Argentina.
They have a different Spanish, but it's.
Well, I'm going with like born in Mexico, then relocated to Argentina.
Think of like Juan Pablo's accent. Similar. Because he's from South America.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
there you
okay.
go. Ready? You ready, Big Al Mac?
It's okay.
All right.
It's okay.
Okay.
Or I have to go.
Four,
I have to default.
Three, two, one.
Oh, Campagno, he starts to play. Oh, he passes the ball. Oh, to Macerno. Oh, Macerno, a very strapping young man. Oh, yes, and he passes the ball to Gogo. Gogo, Gogo takes it to midfield. He's going down. Whoa, look at that forward right there. Now, when you're a forward for Argentina, you see that lovely lady there? She goes to Auburn, but she's also Miss Argentina.
What?
That is Lionel Messi's girlfriend.
You just missed the goal.
Yes.
You're not even paying attention. You didn't even look at the screen the whole time.
You missed
scored.
The goal, Al. You missed
y'all
the
missed
goal.
Y'all missed my Brett Musburger, Argentina.
No, I got
it. You weren't even watching the game.
Neither was Brett Musburger. He was watching Miss Auburn.
Oh, Al.
I think
it's very clear who won that challenge.
Kelly wins.
JC's so mad.
Nah, I agree. Yeah, you
JC
win.
JC was good.
He's like,
I was fine.
I did the best.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
It was.
Al's was the best.
Al
wasn't even watching. He missed the goal.
Al, you were so professional in yours.
Oh, yeah, dear.
What is that?
It's Canadian, I guess.
So Canadian soccer commentator?
Yes. Oh, yeah, dear. Oh, Nilly.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
You know what that music means.
That music means it's time to play high low. Your shot at $1,000 to $2,500 right here on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yes, but first, you got to call us up to play. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll play high low in just 1 minute. But did you see that story of the mechanic that was driving along the highway in Athens, Georgia? His name is Bryant Collins.
Okay.
He saw a baby crawling on the shoulder of the road, so he stopped.
What?
He grabbed her, and he stayed with her for 2 hours until the cops showed up and figured out what was going on.
Took 2 hours for the cops to respond.
Yeah.
A baby crawling alone down the side of the highway.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in a lot of bad situations, but I've never seen that. And when I got out, it was a baby almost right here, almost in the highway.
What was your reaction?
I mean, the same as yours would have been, man. What the hell going on with a baby? So the baby start crying then, and so I turned my phone on, let the baby listen to some gospel music, and she calmed back down. I know gospel music calmed me down. I did 10 years in the federal institution for manufacturing cocaine. And while I was in prison, I decided I can't come home like I came to prison. It made me feel good that I could, you know, be in society and do good.
Nice.
Just as well as you could do bad, you could do good.
Well, good for Bryant Collins.
My man.
Turning
clean 5 years.
Turning his life around, mm-hmm. helping a little baby out.
The father and the mother, they're
nightmare.
Arrested under investigation.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
because it turns out this, when I was reading this story yesterday, this baby managed to crawl out of the house, through the yard, in the woods, fell down like a 15-foot embankment,
mm-hmm.
was just, I mean, came out with nothing but scrapes and bruises.
Yeah.
Miracle.
And then, yeah, 15-foot embankment, and then it crawled up. So basically this house was like
in the middle
of nowhere on the side of an interstate.
And
somewhere.
Then discovered by a convicted felon.
Yeah. Right.
Who turned himself around.
The dad actually ended up showing up to the scene when they had the baby.
You know, how this could have been horrible.
Jenna's got stories.
Go ahead, Jenna.
The dad showed up and ended up getting arrested because he was fighting, trying to explain that they blamed it on their other young children.
They were
the dad
to
and the mom,
them.
Like, we weren't even home, and the 13-year-old was supposed to be watching, and the dad ended up getting arrested on the scene.
Wow.
Not for the child endangerment, but because he was trying to take the kid back right then.
They had to figure things out. You got to let the cops sort things out.
Unfortunately, they ended up letting the kid go into the custody of the mom because they said the child needed medical treatment, and they thought that was best for now.
Yeah.
A baby wants to be with his mother.
That's what soothes a baby. You always see a baby falls down, they cry, they reach for mom.
Or gospel music.
Or the nanny. Because
when I was in high school, I don't know if I told you guys this story, but I was driving home from school on this four-lane. It was not a highway, but it was a four-lane road. It was a main road.
Yeah.
And I noticed that there was a little kid, a little baby in diapers, walking alongside the road. Just by himself.
Yeah.
Nobody around him. And it was one of those where I started looking around like, is this, that's not normal. So I pulled off and I walked up to the baby. Baby didn't speak anything. He couldn't talk.
Sure, right.
So it was one of those where I had my single cab truck. I don't know what to do. I have no cell phone. It was before cell phones were around.
Yeah.
So I picked the baby up, put him in my truck, fastened the seatbelt, drove him to the police station 3 miles down the road and just dropped the baby off. And I went home and I told my mom what happened. So my mom called the police station and to check up on the baby. And it turns out that they had left the screen door unlocked. The baby walked out and the lady lived 3 blocks away from us. And the baby just walked out like that.
Yeah. I bet it happens more than we hear about.
So scary.
Sure, it is. It is scary.
I mean, I was at my son's walked out of the house and tried to
I was
run
at
away.
A barbershop one day in Big Shirley's, and I was in the barbershop sitting in a chair, getting my hair cut, and a baby walks in. Or a kid, toddler.
Was it yours?
Dad,
caught you. Finally caught you.
You're not paying child support, but you can get a haircut.
Well, actually, no. All right.
Oh man,
we got our calls lined up.
Glad that baby's okay.
Lined up.
Yeah, we got our callers lined up. Now, if you know how high low works, Kelly Raspberry has an envelope.
Mm-hmm.
She's tearing that bad boy open.
And all you have to do is listen. Sit back and listen. She will tell the caller, higher or lower. indicating which direction you need to guess next.
Okay, I got it.
There is a number amount on that.
There is a dollar amount on here, and it is between $1,000 and $2,500.
And it starts with a zero. It ends with a zero, always.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play high-low. We'll kick it off here with Amber. What is your guess?
It's lower than 2250. I could barely hear you, but I heard you.
We'll go to Susan next. What is your guess?
$2,000.
It's higher than $2,000.
All right. Sherry, what is your guess?
2210.
Lower than 2210.
TJ, your guess?
2150.
Lower than 2150.
I think we're getting closer. Lori, what is your guess?
2100.
Lower than 2100.
Pam, your guess?
2140. Sorry.
No, it's lower than 2140.
I'm sorry. Okay. Bobby Kelly, what is your guess?
2000.
Higher than 2000. Gotta be listening.
Maria, what is your guess?
2050.
Higher than 2050.
Okay. Michelle, what is your guess?
I'll say 2070.
Higher than 2070.
All right, Kelly, let's see if you get this. What is your guess?
2080?
Well, yes, it is 2080.
Whoa!
Kelly! Oh, my God. It is.
2080.
Oh, my God, I call every day.
And you won $2,080 today.
It paid off.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Kelly, tell us a little bit about yourself. You marry? You have family?
I'm a single mom.
Okay.
And I work every day.
I can tell that's where you are right now. You're trying to contain yourself, right?
Yes, ma'am. I want to scream.
Where are you?
My friend is going to be so excited.
Where are you?
Where do you work?
I work at CTI.
What is
that? What is that? Security?
It's a vending service.
A vending service.
Vending.
You operate vending machines?
No, actually, I'm just, all I do is make brochures and stuff like that.
But still, vending machines are pretty cool.
Yeah.
They bring me happiness.
It's cash money, Kelly.
I love it when a single mom wins. How old's your kid?
She is 10, going on 40.
Oh, man. You could spend every dime on her. I know you could.
Yep. $2,080,
girl. Abercrombie this, and oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, congratulations, Kelly. $2,080.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. It's hard to win at work.
It is hard.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to scream and stuff because the bosses get all mad.
I know.
But she won herself a bunch of money.
Some of these bosses need to lighten up.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a much more fun work environment if you're allowed to let loose and scream and win radio contests every once in a while.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you're watching Kid TV, you will notice that I'm wearing a turtleneck owned by Kelly Raspberry.
It's yours now, baby. It's better on you.
And some really, really short jort overalls owned by Jenna.
You're dead sexy.
Because I lost a bet with the man room.
And
World Cup bet.
I bet them that Mexico would tie with Brazil, which they did. But I said that it would be a 1-1 tie, and it was a 0-0 tie, which is I still don't think is fair.
As you're wearing your shorts on, have you noticed outside we have three little girls and Mama Bear.
It's awkward.
Yeah.
It's really awkward. Why didn't you guys come yesterday?
They want to come out. They want you to come out to take some pictures.
I don't know if I could come out right now.
Yeah, go take some pictures.
Yeah, it's time to come out.
Yeah, time for a selfie.
No, I'm not coming out.
Time for a selfie.
You have come out.
I think this may, I look like I did come out. So, head on over to Kid TV and watch me embarrass myself all day today. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's deflect from my embarrassment and move on over to the love department, which Kelly Raspberry is an expert in.
I am.
She is the love expert. That's why we call this little segment Love Letters to Kelly.
Yes, we do.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband likes to wear my clothes. What do I do? Oh, that was from Kenzie. Never mind.
Oh, really?
That's not the
real
one.
Oh, you got jokes?
All right. You are the love expert, though. Do you ever feel like your significant other would rather be anywhere you aren't? My husband hates his job, but I feel like he's been begging his boss for extra hours just to not be home with me, even if it means working Saturdays and Sundays. He hasn't said he's been put on a big project. He just works all the time. I don't know what I'm doing to make him despise me. He sleeps on the couch because I'm in bed when he does come home, and he says he doesn't want to wake me up crawling into bed. So it's been months since we've even slept in the same room. He doesn't answer his phone when I call. I'm telling you, this man is a stranger to me. We just happen to live under the same roof. Is there a way I can fix this or end a situation when one half of it is completely unavailable? Yolanda.
Yolanda, you need to find a way to get rid of his girlfriend.
Yeah, he's
Come on.
He's,
why don't women want to see
it's right there.
It's right
He's having an affair. I mean, I'm not there. That is my educated guess.
Okay.
Because even if a man's unhappy or works a lot, the bedroom... They still want you.
Yeah.
He ain't working. And if he's sleeping on the couch, he doesn't want to be unfaithful to his mistress. That's the way his little warped brain is working. I'm sorry, but that's just what I am calling. Now, if anybody else sees it differently than I see it, please feel free to speak up. I think he's having an affair.
He can't be working like 19 hours a day.
No, he's not working Saturdays and Sundays and sleeping on the couch when he comes home to you because he doesn't want to wake you up. He is having an affair.
I mean, you've said it's time
to get your affairs in order.
Yeah. Grab your keys, baby.
Time
to
get the keys.
I'm so sorry, because that's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Love.
Love letters.
There's that.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad for her. I really feel bad for her.
I do, too.
And maybe I'm wrong.
Let's just hope he really is working.
But I probably am not.
He's probably not working. I mean, he's working something else.
That's years of experience coming. You're getting that from.
Yeah. Kelly knows about love.
Yeah.
You know, and Al and I are dudes, and we're telling you.
I know about affairs.
Go ahead.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So, my husband forgot our anniversary.
Okay, it happened.
Our first anniversary.
Oh, dang.
I haven't said a word. I didn't give him the gift I got him, and I did not slap him like I wanted to. I just went shopping with my girlfriends, and when I got home, he was asleep. He's always been a bit of a jerk, so I can't say I'm totally surprised by this.
There you go.
In a year.
But it's our first wedding anniversary. Am I just being a total girl and making a big deal out of what's just another day?
Not being a total girl, but you should have given him the present and said, and just been the bigger person in the situation. Now this is going to fester and get even bigger. And one day, maybe a month from now, he's going to remember. And then you should have just followed through.
Here's how you know he walks all over her, Kelly, because she's blaming herself here.
I know.
I'm not, how do I approach him when I don't want to turn into a she-devil? Well, it's not about you.
Not about you. You should have gone ahead
given
and
the gift. Give shame him.
Done it.
You give shame him and don't be passive-aggressive.
But you knew you married a jerk. And anniversaries, unless you're JC, who still celebrates the first anniversary of his first date with Kenzie.
And wedding.
Followed by the first kiss with Kenzie. Every year, how many anniversaries do you celebrate each year?
Honestly?
First kiss, first date, first wedding.
We have our dating anniversary because that's a big deal because we just celebrated 12 years. We have our wedding anniversary.
Two.
We have the birth of our son. That's a pretty big anniversary.
Also known as a birthday.
Conception
date.
It's
birthday, but we also call it, we celebrate the conception.
Oh my God. See, this is an unusual case here.
And it's a hard thing for girls to realize even as I get older. Guys are bad with dates. I mean, guys don't remember birthdays. And it's not like girls want to keep it a secret. Like, I'm not going to tell him and see if he remembers. Don't test him.
And then you're going to punish him when he fails the test. So don't set him up for these tests. He's going to fail.
Maybe.
First anniversary, I'm a little disappointed in him too. It is kind of a big deal. But the fact that you had a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks leading up to the anniversary, don't set a man up to fail. Our anniversary's coming up next week.
What do you want to do?
Do you want to do something special to celebrate? Problem averted. But no, you set him up to fail.
What if?
My birthday's coming up, and I was thinking I might like to let's go to a fancy dinner. Don't set a man up to fail. Give him plenty, and then reward him when he, wink, wink, remembers.
What if he's doing the same with you, and he thinks you forgot, and he's waiting on you to say something.
That's not the guy's job.
I'm having the man's back right.
There's that scenario.
What if?
That's the thing, ladies.
That makes a point.
Wow, she didn't even remember.
Quit testing your man's love for you by setting him up to fail. Mm. Okay? There you go.
All right. Yeah. Here we go.
No merger.
A week or two ahead of the date, start talking about it.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Puppy love is so cute, in theory, but it's scary for parents. My daughter, she's 13, got her first boyfriend a few months ago.
Uh-oh.
The first time I saw them holding hands, I had a slight panic attack.
Uh-huh.
But I managed to get over it. Over the weekend, I saw them kiss.
Oh.
It was nothing too crazy, just a quick little peck.
Oh.
But I see them taking steps toward more intimate physical things, and it's scary.
Yeah. The hormones are going.
Puppy love. I've always been honest with my daughter about boys and all the risk and all that stuff, but mom's words don't mean much in the heat of the moment. So what do I do? Let her figure out things on her own or be a responsible parent and make her break up with the boy before things go too far and she does something I know she
I don't think you need to make them regret.
Sherilyn.
I don't think you need to make them break up, but you need to always be there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't leave them alone.
No.
I wouldn't allow them to go out and do couples things when they're really beyond couples age. I think puppy love is a sweet thing, and she does need to explore these feelings. 13 years old, she's starting to feel stuff. It's cute. It's sweet.
A peck here and there is okay.
You don't give them the opportunity to let it go further than that. But making her break up with him, that's too extreme. And it's only going to make them... even want to be together even more.
You will ruin your high school years with her if you do that.
But, you know, you have to have honest conversations with your daughter about what it was like when you were a teenage girl and when boys tried to do things with you. And maybe it's time to share with her some of your human negative experiences. Don't set yourself up on a pedestal that, well, I never did these things. We know good and well you did. But talk about the consequences. Yeah. I think, you know, it's just, but without going into great detail, you don't want to share every horrible, sordid thing you ever did with your child.
13's not a bad year to have your first kiss.
No, it's not bad, but it's also, don't give them the opportunity. Who lets their kids go study in the bedroom together? There are parents that do this.
Door open.
Don't give them the opportunity to, don't set them up to fail. How about that?
I dated a girl when I was 13 from like 8th grade to freshman year in high school for about a year and a half. That was my first girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Never once saw the upstairs of her house.
Yeah. They stay in the living room.
I was not allowed.
I mean, I had a boy I liked that I remember I think I might have pecked, but it was mostly like we would go play sports together or my mom would take us to movies with other friends and there would be a group of us or out to eat or, you know, things like that that were kind of monitored, but she'd let us go sit by ourselves. But, I mean, it never happened.
You let the kids sit in the living room. That way there's always the possibility somebody's going to walk in, and they might sneak a kiss, but that's all they're sneaking.
Yeah.
And they might sneak a little, you know, intertwining our pinkies around each other, but the fear of being caught is a powerful thing.
Oh, yeah.
Don't allow blankets either.
No.
Don't allow the
blankets. Hashtag no blankets.
No.
But it's so cold.
No blanket. I don't care if you're cold. Put on a turtleneck.
Then you get snuggies.
Snuggies, yeah.
You zip that thing up.
Yeah. No blankets, everything out in the open, and I require 5 inches in between you two on the couch.
Yeah, but don't make them break up. That's a mistake.
Yeah, she'll hate you for it.
Yeah.
How old were you when you had your first kiss, Kelly?
Oh, gosh, I was late. You remember Ken Salibi, that picture I posted of the Valentine banquet?
Yeah.
I was his third choice. He kissed me goodnight at the end of that date. I'm thinking I was 15
like
right
French?
Before I turned 16. No.
It was just first pick?
Yeah.
Al?
But, I mean, I don't count what I did with Danny Boy Howard under the kiddie pool where we flipped it over. I was, like, in the first grade. That's just little
practice.
Kids.
That's practice.
But, I mean, it's a teenager. That was my first kiss.
What? First child? 16.
Okay.
Love letters to Kelly.
Oh, man.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm weirded out that my boyfriend has a passcode on his phone and he won't give it to me.
Oh, my goodness.
I know the password to everything else, so why is his phone such a big deal? What's he got to hide? Obviously, there's something, right? He says I need to trust him or this relationship is doomed, and I think he should have nothing to hide. Which of us is right, Kelly? This has caused so much stress and so many fights. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, it's already doomed.
We need your help, Clarissa.
If there's no trust there, it's already doomed. Oh, man.
Here's what he wants: liberty a little bit. He wants something that he has.
Something of his own.
I want that. I mean, you should have something to yourself. Trust me, if he's doing something wrong, it's going to fall into your lap.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, we knew the passcode on the bank account, and stuff like that. But I don't recall ever giving or being asked for my password by anyone other than my daughter, because she wants to buy everything on iTunes. But I mean, there was just if there is no trust there, what's the point? It's just so much angst and anxiety. So I lean more towards him being right than you. And what even gives you the right to ask for his password? Right. I don't understand crossing
that boundary.
Are you
going to check his phone? What are you going to do after that? You're going to go through his text messages?
Yeah. What are you trying to prove at that point?
Then it's on you. Then you're wrong.
You don't really need to go on his phone for anything.
No.
You don't.
There's no. What do you need to be on there
and
for?
And if you're in the shower, somebody calls you, you can answer the call for him. It allows you to answer
calls. You
can
tell by the way a guy acts, you know, even if his phone's locked or if you're on it and he wants it back, you know, and you can tell by behavior that he has something to hide.
Yeah, I don't ask
you
for
don't
passwords. I just don't.
But sometimes it's just he wants to hide a conversation he had with his buddies just because guys, the way guys talk
as
to each other.
He should be able to. I want my emails private.
Yeah. This past weekend, I was doing. I was at this little event with my girlfriend. And I needed her to. I needed some cash. And there was no ATM.
Yeah.
And I needed to stay there, so I gave her my ATM card.
Oh, here was the moment of truth.
I've never, ever, ever done this before.
You had to do it.
I gave her my ATM card and I gave her my PIN number, and so not only is she going to have my PIN number, she's going to see how much is in my bank account too.
Yeah.
So not that there's not that much in there, but I'm just saying. And so
that's a level of intimacy.
That was big. I was like,
what if she came back and broke up with you?
And kept the card. And but that, I'm just saying, she never obviously asked for it, but that was like a moment. Even at my age, that was the first time I'd ever done, other than being married.
That's building trust.
That's the
moment,
first time
though.
I'd ever done that.
Would you give her your password to your phone?
Actually, she has it, because. Not because she asked for it, but
you needed something one day.
Yeah,
so I remember that you're the Facebook login, and you were worried that maybe there were like old messages if she went through that you had sent to girls, like when you used to mass.
Oh, I remember when he freaked out about
that. Yeah, well, the thing is, like every once in a while, I'll be driving, and I'll think I need to text somebody, and I don't want to text, so I'll give her my phone. Hey, go ahead, can you text
Same thing to do,
for me? And she has done it, so you know, it's no big deal. I mean, she doesn't go through it that I know of, but if she does, it ain't in her.
Yeah. It's like, guys,
those days are over.
If you want to build trust with your girlfriend, it's like, clear out your phone and then one day just like give it to her, have her do something, and that will make the girl feel a lot better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, download that Cyberdust app. Because when you text, it disappears.
Yeah, you've been Cyberdusting me a lot.
Has he? Mark Cuban. Met my assistant,
he's been Cyberdusting. Join us at the bar for salsa night and all that.
Like, you're not Cyberdusting me.
Mark Cuban met my assistant.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
That sounds so out of touch. Mark Cuban, you own sports. Would you call my assistant?
I don't even have time for Mark Cuban, so I have my assistant meet with him. Mark Cuban.
My Eskimo assistant. Thank you very much.
You know, your assistant meet with Mark Cuban. You don't
did sound kind of
you don't
snotty,
cyberdust me.
I don't cyberdust him or anybody. That's all her. You do that.
And that was Love Letters to Kelly.
Yeah.
that was Love Letters to Kelly.
It was.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KadenNation.com. We have a nice love letters tab right there. You write it, we read it, we solve your problem.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Madison Applegate is actually on a media tour already. Yep, here she is on a local news station talking about getting her big break.
Madison, you just won the big break on the Kid Craddock in the Morning radio show. Yeah. It's a national competition. It was down to 8, then down to 4 people. Tell me about getting that call on Monday morning.
I was up at 6 a.m. watching my phone, just sitting there, you know, listening to the show live on my iPad, and my phone rang, and I was like, oh my gosh. So I answered it, and they said, hi, we're putting all 4 of you on the line, and we're going to announce it, and so just be ready. And I was like, okay, oh my gosh, so this is happening so fast. And then they said, oh, by the way, have your mom video you. We want to see everyone's reactions. And so my mom was videoing me, and I was standing in my mom's bedroom, and my mom and dad were in there. And all of a sudden they go, and the winner is, drum roll, Madison Applegate. And I was like, oh my gosh. My heart sank, but I was so excited. I could barely talk.
Your heart sank?
Yeah, I mean, I was just like, I just didn't know what to expect, and I was so excited.
Which part of this are you looking forward to the most? You're going to record a single. You're going to make a music video. Amazing.
I know. I'm mainly looking forward to really expanding on my music so far. You know, I've written lots of music, and I've had plenty of time to expand on it myself, but the opportunity that I'm getting to work with a world-class vocal coach and get professional studio time is just, I'm so excited to see what I can do with my music now. I'm just so excited to see where it's going to go.
She's a seasoned vet when it comes to interviewing.
I'm telling you.
Well done.
I think my heart sank. She didn't mean what. I don't think she understood. That's why the lady's like, your heart sank.
Right, right.
It usually means you're disappointed.
Yeah. Right.
I think she meant like my stomach dropped, you know, because you're just like, oh.
Yeah. You get what she was feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Al, you should take some pointers about being on the news from her.
I know. She's great. She's fantastic. I freeze up, dude. I don't do that TV thing well.
Yeah.
Which did you doesn't bode well since we have a TV show.
She didn't say goosebumps once or throw it to Jenna randomly.
Yeah. That's my go-to, man. Yeah. That is my go-to.
But Al, you are a good songwriter.
No. I've written a few, but good?
Because today's a big birthday for you.
It's a big birthday. And not only is it Blake Shelton's birthday, Blake Shelton's going to be in town this weekend, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And
how perfect is that?
So and it's very perfect. Well, first of all, I got to get him to come to the bar. See, that's the first thing. I've said it for years. I just want to have a beer with him.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, when you have a man crush, I really don't know what the next step is. Other than, you know what I'm saying?
Creeping him out is one enough.
I just want to have a beer. I just want to have a beer.
I think it just stays at crush.
Just want to have a beer with him. That'd be cool. Like, I've met a few people in my date. Gavin DeGraw, one of my buddies, that we actually have had a couple of beers together. And so now I haven't met Blake. So I've just gone on rants about Blake, and I want to hang out with him. Because when he says dadgummit and shoot and, you know, I don't know. He just seems cool to me. He just seems like a real dude.
He can do no wrong in your
eyes. So that's my boy. So, you know, when people that I want to meet come to town, I'll get a banner or something. In this case, I've written a little song.
You've written a...
Wow, a love song.
Al, I offered my guitar playing skills, and you said sure, and just threw me aside.
Well, you know, so that I want this to be right.
Oh, okay.
I want this to be right.
So, by right, he means without you.
Would you like me to play the vuvuzela?
No vuvuzela needed. So get out your handy-dandy little recorders and record this bad boy and send it off to Blake, if you don't mind.
You're really not going to
You can, like,
play.
Record it, like, professionally.
I think this is probably being recorded.
Oh, okay.
Everything we do. So you know what you could do? You could tweet it.
Yeah.
And then people could retweet it.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Just an idea.
All right, that's what I'll do. Now, you've heard his song that I cannot get out of my head called My Eyes.
Oh, is that the song you gave to one of the girls in the competition?
Highly inappropriate.
Yeah, highly
song.
Inappropriate.
All right, let's play a little of that, just in case you haven't heard. A little closer, come a little closer, come a little closer,
girl, the way you look tonight. I made a 15-year-old sing this song.
Are the only thing I don't want to take off of you. Come a little closer, come a little closer. If you've seen me within the last month, I've probably sang this song. Not to you, but just I just can't get it out of my head.
So my eyes are the only thing I don't want to take off
of you.
Because he wants to take everything off.
Yeah.
You made a 15-year-old sing that.
Well, she can change the lyrics up. It's no big deal. So anyway, so I kind of redid that. I kind of tweaked it to fit the situation because I'm trying to befriend Blake Shelton, wish him happy birthday, and invite him to have a beer at my bar. So
you should have kept the lyrics the same.
I don't want to put any pressure on you, but real quick. Yeah, I just want you to know that his wife is Miranda Lambert.
I realize that.
And we are in her hometown.
Okay.
So her family can't hear this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's very likely that it will get back to Blake that you made this song for him.
All right. Well, cool.
So.
That's the whole point. I want this to get back to him.
Okay.
He's going to be right here. He's having a concert 3 miles from my bar. He'll probably be staying at a hotel right down the road.
Oh, absolutely.
So
I think I know which hotel he's staying at.
Yeah. So
you're going to stalk him?
I'm not going to
camp out at the bar.
If Luke Bryan comes with him, I'll stalk him because I want to have a beer with Luke Bryan.
I'm a little nervous. Yeah, I got a boyfriend.
All right, go ahead, Al.
All right, so here is my song, my little song 4 and 2, Blake Shelton.
I was already off pitch.
Plaid shirt on with your cowboy boots. Dadgummit, I love it when you say the word shoot. Looking good on TV. Who's your dresser? Just in case you didn't know, I'm a real BS. I'll dry you off when you get done bathing. Take you to the mall to the art of shaving. Time for a drink. Thirsty at a cavern. Let's get a beer. McKinney Avenue Tavern. Come to my bar. It's not that far. Pick you up in my truck, cause I ain't got a car. Can I stand by When you spin around in that chair, come to my bar just for one beer, man, crushing on you for the last 5 years tonight. My bar is the only thing I want you to be spinning around in on.
How do you mess up the last lyric?
Had it, man. Had it. That was all right. All right, we'll fix that.
Happy birthday, Blake.
Happy birthday, Blake. We'll fix that in post.
Yeah.
I have a headache.
Why do you have a headache?
So stressed?
I don't know. I was stressing me out so bad. I didn't have a headache when I started. I have a headache now. That's stressed
me
out.
Can you rub your temples?
Yeah, something. I got to sit down.
Oh,
I'm stressed.
Can you pass out?
You should perform that song every day at your bar.
until he shows up?
Yeah. That's your song.
Man. I like
are you about to cry?
What's wrong?
No, I'm not gonna cry.
Are you sure you're really into J-Lo more than?
Look at it. You're getting emotional.
I told you. I just wanted to be.
Why are you crying?
I'm not crying. I'm just have a little moment.
What is going on?
Nothing's
What's
going on.
What's wrong with your estrogen?
I just got a headache. I just got a headache and something in my eye.
Do you want one?
Al, we're gonna send you out in front of the venue to sing that song. Like, we need to make this happen. Poor Al's crying over here because Blake hasn't had a beer with him.
Because you know what? Now he's feeling the pressure because now he's really put it out there. Now he's setting himself up for huge rejection.
And that's real.
Wow, Al. Yeah. I'm happy that you allowed us to share that moment with
his
you.
His hormones. Yeah.
Look at Al coming out today on the show.
That's not coming out. Yeah,
congratulations, buddy. I'm the one with the overalls.
Let's go fix that in post. Know. Check her in. Let's make that sound good.
Nope. We're keeping it the way it is. So you're going to perform every day at your bar.
Al, do you want some Aleve or maybe one of my birth control pills?
Are you cramping?
I'm all right.
You got cramps going on?
Just got a little misty.
Okay.
All right.
That's weird.
Yeah.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
So apparently 50% of women are lying to us, men.
Really?
Yes. 1 in 5 women say they're more turned on. First of all, 1 in 5. Think about that. 1 in 5 women are more turned on by a pair of shoes than they are their lover.
Than hump day?
Yeah. They're more turned on by shoes than they are us.
I was surprised by this. A new study shows 1 in 5 women are more turned on by shoes than sex, which is why I leave mine on.
So we already have that going for us. They're lying to us. They're not turned on by us. They're turned on by shoes.
What's 1 in 5?
1 in 5.
Yeah.
You just have to tell yourself that.
Yours is one of the other four.
Yeah.
When I get a new purse, I sleep with it.
Now, this one's a little tougher.
I get in the bed. Yeah, because I don't want it to touch the ground. And I just love, like, waking up and looking at it. Like, the few times I've gotten myself something really nice, I get it. I mean, I'm not, like, turned on by it, but I want to sleep with it and look at it, and I sleep with it in the bed.
Well, speaking of buying something really nice, Jenna, 1 in 2 women lie about the purchase price of whatever they bought to their significant other. So let's say you buy a really nice pair of shoes, cost you a couple $100. You'll go and say, I got them on sale for $70.
Well, I'm using my own money, so there's no need to lie to anyone.
Well, you might be able to start doing that.
Or lie to yourself.
I've mastered the rounding down.
Rounding
I think
down?
All women have. Yes, like for me, it would always be, or even if it was with my parents or whatever, I've lied about the price of to make it sound cheaper. I will, if something costs, you know, $399, I'd say it's like $300.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever
That's
do that when you're
way rounding down?
I always round down to the nearest 100.
Did you ever do that, Kelly, when you were married?
Kelly goes to the 99 cent store. What's she going to lie?
It was
about?
Only 50 cents.
50 cents.
No. It was only 99 cents.
But you know who I think may be lying? Is my wife, Kinsey.
Oh.
Hi, babe.
I'm here.
I know you are.
Morning.
Okay. Good morning.
Hey, baby.
Morning.
I was wondering. I was wondering if you, by chance, have ever lied to me about the purchase price of something.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Really?
I always do.
It's for your own good, JC.
What sort of things, or what recently?
I'm sorry. Like, I sit at home with kids all day, and I'm sitting in my house, and I just find stuff that I need to buy, so I can't help that.
Kinsey has a package showing up at our house every single day lately.
Because it's like Christmas.
Oh, don't worry.
It is.
That's the other thing we say. Instead of want, we use the word need.
Right.
We needed that.
I mean, I didn't have shoes to match this. I needed this.
You don't need a yellow summer romper.
Yes, I do.
Yes,
I need a romper in every color.
Mm-hmm. You got a yellow summer romper?
Yeah. And I have coral, white,
Yeah. You don't like rompers? Are you joking?
I love rompers. Actually, your husband, loves them so much. He has one of mine on right now, and it's actually denim.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I think they need to make rompers that have the snaps in the crotch.
Kelly,
much easier.
Totally agree.
How Kelly's mastered the pullover. I have to take it all the way off.
It depends on how fitted it is. Yeah. Sometimes you can just pull it over to the side.
So what'd you lie about lately? What was the last thing? That's weird.
Yeah, guys do that.
I can't do that.
No.
I can't do that way easier than a girl.
I'm going to do that when I go next.
Guys do that. Like in the gym when they have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
The shorts. And the shorts.
But they'll stretch.
And rather than take the shorts down, which would take you like a second, they'll lift the leg of the short up and, you know.
I would do
it. Everybody does it.
Go that way.
All right, babe. So
I'm gonna barf. Oh, that's so gross.
I'm just telling you what guys do.
Oh, that's so gross.
What'd you lie to me last about?
Okay, so you know how we got that new couch in the front room?
The couch, the one I didn't.
We needed. We didn't have a couch there. We needed a couch.
We had something.
no one ever will ever sit on. Yeah.
I wanted to go get a couch for like $300. I found it. It was beautiful. It was Sofia Vergara couch.
No, I said no.
Oh,
and a free TV.
Yeah.
That's why you wanted it, because it had a free TV with it.
Yeah,
rooms
right.
to go, man.
You get a TV and a couch.
Heck yeah.
So I'm down. I'm in.
How much or what kind of deal did you tell JC you got the couch for, Kinsey?
Well, I said it was like, I think $500 or $600, but it was really like triple that.
Triple?
Not including the pillows, too.
Oh, this is so funny.
Sorry.
You spent $2,000 on the couch.
Little bit less. I mean, that included, it was on sale. It was Memorial Weekend when I bought it. So it was on sale. It was still a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a free TV with it?
No. Then I had to buy a TV for the dang room, too. Now I'm broke.
Apparently not. You haven't checked your bank account.
So, but Kinsey doesn't have to, you don't have her ask for, like, she has access, same cards.
Yeah, she has her card.
So, she doesn't have to ask for permission to buy something.
No, but when she buys something, I'm like, oh, how much did that cost? And now I know to multiply by three. Thanks, babe.
Between that and Home Goods, I could spend so much money.
All right. Love Home Goods.
Home Goods, but you always feel like you're getting a deal. You are.
I'm going to have to put a limit on that.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go to Home Goods today.
No, okay.
Did you sign up for their rewards program? Because you know Home Goods, TJ Maxx, and Marshalls are all owned by the same people. So you just yes. So you let them like scan your little rewards card, and the more you spend, the more money you get back.
And it's not what you spend; it's what you save. So you don't think about I'm spending $100. Right. It's like I saved $20.
And the one up here is connected. So you can get a cart, and sometimes I have to get a second cart, because then you got to go over to TJ Maxx, and they're connected.
All right.
Their picture frames are like $15, and they would have been $19.99, so
stop
you really saved
giving my wife ideas.
So you can buy an extra picture frame if you buy four.
Thanks for fessing up, babe.
Yeah.
All right.
I got the red card at Target from Susie Kelly. Thanks,
You're
Kelly.
Welcome. I can't understand why people say no to that card.
Goodness.
I sit there behind people, and it's all I can do not to say, what are you, stupid?
It's like a nickel.
It's not a credit card. It is a debit card. It comes straight out of your checking account, where your money's coming from anyway, and it saves you 5%.
I know.
I don't understand why people
Kelly's
say
like
no.
the ideal wife, because she's out there to save you money, not to lie to you about how much you spent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I wish I had that gene.
Thanks for letting me ask you. I don't know if I should have. All right, bye. Love you.
Thanks for the couch. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Have fun at Home Goods.
That's the real Kinsey right there joining us on the show. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's see what you lie to your husband about. Kimberly.
Hi. Well, mine's a little different, but Kelly will be so proud of me. I put this really big guilt trip on my husband about how I haven't had a new pair of brown, dress shoes, heels, in like 7 years.
Uh-huh.
So I found this incredible deal. Like, they were marked down twice and 50% off. They were $9.99. So anyway, I got the shoes, and I just let him think that they were, he gave me a lot of money to go get the shoes, and I just let him think that they cost a lot of money, and I just kept the rest of the money for myself.
There you go. It's your little mad money.
Wow. That's smart.
Yeah. Smart?
Very smart.
Dude, you got to take off with a man here, dude.
I know a girl who will go to the store, and she'll do cash back every time and get, like, $20. So that she could have extra money from her husband.
Wow.
That's deceitful.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
what he budgeted. He budgeted for you.
My son's listening now, so I'm going to be in so much trouble because he's going to tell on me.
Yeah.
Do you get, I don't want to call it an allowance, but do you get an allowance?
budget.
Well, no. I mean, if I ask for, you know, if I tell him I need something, then yeah, he'll give me the money for it. But mostly I just get, you know, here's the money for the bills. But no, I don't get an allowance.
Now, do you
if
do
I
that?
Need something or want something, yeah.
She's not a teenager.
Okay. Well, yeah. I know, but I mean, a budget. I guess you can call it.
It's
like,
our
like
money.
It's, said.
Even if he's making the money, it's still everybody's money in the house. That's me.
Uh-huh.
At least that's what I think.
Yeah, that's when you got a $2,000 couch in your living room.
Yeah. Bro. I didn't know. She told me $500. Angela, what'd you lie to your husband about?
Okay, so my friend, she was able to get me 3 kind of expensive watches for like a really good price. And so I just told my husband that she gave them to me for my birthday, but really I paid for them.
Oh.
Because I do that cashback thing too.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.